Red Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of Alessia De Vito, who's coordinating the co-production market in New Cinema Network, which is taking place from the 17th to the 21st of October. So welcome, Alexia. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks to you, Chiara, and ciao to all the people who are listening. Actually, I'm very happy to have a chat about this co-production market of us, which is a very interesting, I shouldn't say that, but I really am confident that it is, the co-production market of the festival in the frame of the Business Street, which is the, more generally speaking, the market of the Festival of Rome. This year, just like last year, I would point out first of all that we have changed our location, so we are sharing the location with the TBS, the Business Street, in the marvelous hotel Bernini Bristol, which is right in the center of Rome. And I have to say that this is a great solution, because in recent years we used to take our meetings in different venues, and it was a bit, you know, uncomfortable to the attending operators and producers to move from one venue to another. And since last year we moved to the Bernini Bristol, so we are all under the same roof, and this makes everything easier, and the network works much better than before, so that not only the producers are coming to the meetings, but also, you know, the distributors, the sellers and buyers, they just pop by because they are curious about the projects already in the phase of development. So I think that this is a great improvement regarding the logistics, let's say. So it's about 3 days. It's 3 days of co-production meetings, and precisely there will be the 19th, 20th, and 21st of October. We used to pre-schedule the meetings, so I can already tell you that with a huge amount of work, we already have pre-scheduled something like 950 meetings at today. So it's like 2 days away from our formal beginning, and more will add it. So I think that we will be around 1,000 meetings pre-scheduled. So, and following the indications and the needs of the attending producers on one side, and on the project's representatives' requests on the other side. So it's a really a huge amount of work, and it's very difficult because everybody has his needs, and this is what we do. We try to match the needs and the desires of all the attending people that come to NCN to let this be an efficient occasion of network, and not just a chat about what's going on.
That's exactly what I always think about NCN at the co-production market in general. I mean, the most difficult thing for you is to find the right match for the project you're presenting. And I guess that's a selection criteria for you when you're deciding who's going to take part in this, this year, 27 project selection. So, and that's also the best thing about the co-production market, which is something that adds value to a market in general, because you know that if you're presenting a project, people like you are like guides, that you're sure that if you pitch it correctly, you have all the chances in the world to really get distributed or get a co-production and a world sales and so on.
Yes, that's exactly the point. I mean, we work during all year long to the selection of the projects, of course. So this year we have 27 projects, like you just mentioned, which is a bit more than last year. Last year there were 24. So we thought, why not? I mean, even if it's an effort in various terms, in terms of logistics, in terms of work, in terms of economics, because we invite, of course, the representatives of the project. So, I mean, it's like 6 or 8 people more to host. But we love to do that because, I mean, the more projects I have, the more happy I am, because it means that we can offer a chance to more of them. And the nice thing is that this huge amount of work that we do during the year is not all by ourselves. I mean, what we do is to set a vast network of partnerships all over the world. Of course, our natural partners are the European co-production events, but not only, because we have a long-term relationship with Cannes Ciné Fondation L'Atelier, which is, of course, one of the more prestigious partners that we have. We have the Rotterdam Cinemart, we have the Sarajevo CineLink, and starting from this year, we also expanded to Asia, so we have also half the Hong Kong Asia financing market, and we have the Sundance Institute. So, as you can see, we have a lot of chances to get good projects from all over the world, and the collaboration with these partner events works just great, because in terms of projects, if you want me to, you know, to drop some names.
Yes, please.
I mean, we have one very interesting project which comes from this brand new partnership with the Hong Kong Asia financing market, which is the project by Yim Ho, and it is you know, a peculiar project, because it's a project based on the life of Puccini, and the project is called Nessun Dorma, so it sounds really, you know, weird, but it was perfect for us, because he is looking for Italian partners mainly, so it looked like it was the perfect chance to make the perfect match. And we have two projects from the Sundance Institute this year, one from Peru, which is a retablo from an amazing director, which is also graduated at the MIT, so he's like a genius in everything he does, and I'm really, you know, I really envy him. And also another one from an US artist, and her name is Logan Kibbens, and the name of the project is Operator, and is much in the vein of Her by Spike Jonze, and it's very, you know, it's interesting. Also, just reading the screenplay, it was really funny. and they did good. And I mean, speaking of the Sundance projects, it reminds me that one thing that I haven't said, but it's very important, is that a huge percentage of the projects that come to NCN for the first time as a project, they eventually become movies, and they do very well in the international festival circuit. So what actually happens, like, all the time, is that the good projects, the ones coming from Sundance is just an example, they become movies, and they do, I mean, the main festivals, and they do great. So one of our Sundance projects of a couple of years ago won actually the Tribeca Film Festival this year. So, I mean, this is what we aim to do, to create the network and to make it work from the very beginning, from the initial stages of development to the release and to the theaters, and hoping the best of luck to them.
Yeah, it feels like they're all your children, like seeing them,
yes,
like growing up and fly.
That's exactly how I feel about them. Exactly.
And, like, speaking of that, that takes me to ask you, well, what are the titles that you're most proud of that came here in the past year, since you've been here, like, you're a veteran of New Cinema Network?
Yes, you know, actually, if I have to pick, it's difficult because, you know, the metaphor of the parent with his children is perfectly matching the case, because it's like asking to a parent which one of his children he loves more. But if I have to pick, I mean, I would say two Italian projects that are Il Sud de Niente, South is Nothing, by Fabio Mollo, because he started right here in the NCN, and then thanks to the partnerships that we have with Cannes and blah, 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 he did very well first in the other co-production markets, and then in the end they finally made the movie, and the movie, you know, went very well. And it also went here at the Rome Film Festival in the section Alice nella Città, and got also an award, if I remember correctly. And so I'm particularly proud of Fabio Mollo. And the other one is the film by Segre, which was here, I think, was in 2009, and it was Shun Li and the Poet, or maybe the final title was just Li and the Poet. I don't know the international title, but he went very well to Venice, and I remember that when they went here, he didn't have like an Italian partner, and the weird thing is that he found here a French producer, and then starting from that they managed to have on board also Rai and the Italian part of the co-production. So it was the opposite way, and but it worked, and the film was great. So I mean, these are special cases to me, because I can say that they're Italian, they're a piece of our hearts. And so, but in terms of course, let's say more vast audience, I could tell you that I don't know if you remember the movie that it went here like in 2008 as a project, and the Spanish name was La Teta Asustada, mm-hmm. by Claudia Llosa, yes. And it went to the Oscars at the end, so you feel proud about it. I mean, that's very rewarding.
That's my kid.
That's him. Yeah.
Yeah. Plus this year you have new awards, introducing new awards. That's a Eurimage co-production development award, and UNICEF Italian special mention, and the Kubik's award. I don't know if I pronounce it right.
I hope so, because I'm not sure as well. Well, the Eurimage co-production development award is a established prize that we have since, I mean, this is the fifth year in a row, and I feel really honored that Eurimage has chosen NCN as one of the, actually, they were only three, they are growing, they are increasing the number, but at the very beginning, it was only us, Rotterdam and Sarajevo. They chose us as one of the three most efficient co-production markets in Europe to assign this prize, which is, I mean, a huge amount of money, speaking of development, because it's a 30,000 euro cash prize for the development of the project. And I feel really proud that Eurimage is supporting us with this prize, and they trust us. I mean, this means that they trust our capacity of selection in terms of projects. And starting this year, we'll also have this UNICEF Italia special mention, which is like, I would say, like a stamp that they give of to an Italian project that better represents the ideals of UNICEF, you know, the youth, the issues regarding the not only the children but also the young adults, and they have read all the projects, the Italian projects, and they will give a special mention to the one that they feel that suits best their ideals and their themes. And we'll also have these new Kubik's International Award, which is sponsored by this company. It's a company from Taipei. I hope I'm not too say something incorrect, but I think it's right. They're from Taipei, and they are trying to, you know, to grow a network with European production companies. So they were very keen in investing in the network with European players. So they thought that we could offer an overview and a good choice of European producers to get in touch with and to do business with. So to encourage, let's say, this relationship, they have thought to establish this prize to the best emerging European producer that presents a project in NCN 2014.
And so last but not least, you introduce sort of a new section, a new called The Great Beauties, Le Grandi Bellezze, to cite, you know, Paolo Sorrentino's Oscar-winning film, La Grande Bellezza.
That's it. The idea was exactly that that one. That's it comes from our artistic director, Marco Müller, which is very much also into the New Cinema Network. He, in fact, is also in our selection committee. And the idea was to, you know, to focus on a bunch of projects that see Italy as their main core in terms of creativity, in terms of setting, in terms of production possibilities. So it's 8 projects coming from various parts of the world. I mean, we have a couple of Italians, and I'd like to mention the Manetti Bros. They will be present with a very peculiar project, which seems made exactly for this. I mean, because it's Italian talent versus financing sources from abroad, because they are doing this movie, which is called The Bizarre Journey of the Soul Traveler, with a Chinese company. And it's a very funny story between, let's say, the spy story, the fantasy movie, the sci-fi, the martial arts, and, you know, everything seen through the eyes of the Manetti Bros, which are very visual. So I think it would be really interesting to see. And I already have pre-scheduled a lot of meetings for them. So apparently this weird formula works. And then we have, this is just to, you know, to mention one of the Italians, but the big part of the Great Beauties includes projects from all over the world. I mean, we have an Egyptian one, which is very interesting. It's named In Which Land You Die, and is completely set in Italy, seen as like the land of hope for immigrants. And we also have another project from China, which is the first ever adaptation from Luigi Pirandello's novel Il Fu Mattia Pascal. And the title is Il Fu Mattia Pascal / cosplay, because it's set like nowadays. So that's really interesting as well. And then first, I think this is the first time that we have a star in our bunch, because we are very proud to host the new project by Gio Dante, and he, thanks of course also to the personal friendship with our director Marco Müller, he decided to present his new project, which is called Ombra Amore, here at the New Cinema Network. And it's a project completely set in Rome, and it's like a sort of Romeo and Juliet love story between a teen vampire and a werewolf from two different families, and the economic and financial crisis is involved, and catacombs and tombs of Rome are involved, and Gio Dante is involved. So as you know, he's already full of spirit and cinephily, and I think that it would be very funny to see it on screen.
Yeah, I'm actually expecting a lot from it. Thank you so much for being with us, and good luck with your project with New Cinema Network, which is taking place from the 17th to the 21st of October.
Thank you so much, and if anyone wants to come and take a look, it's more than welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome International Film Festival, New Cinema Network, for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.